News, I'm Ben Thomas. The head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency has resigned, citing health reasons. Herman Ndaya has been criticized for not activating disaster sirens during last week's wildfire. Yesterday, he defended the decision, saying the alarms would have sent people right into the fire.
The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. In fact, on the website of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, the firing guideline is provided. If you are in a low-lying area near the coastline, evacuate to high grounds.
In Canada's Northwest Territories, the 20,000 residents of the capital Yellowknife have been fleeing the city as a massive wildfire draws near. In other news, former President Trump has canceled a press conference for next week in which he promised to unveil new evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia. Instead, he says that evidence will be included in legal filings, arguing for the case to be dismissed. In the federal case accusing him of plotting to overturn the 2020 election, Trump's lawyers have asked a judge to put off a trial until 2026, a counterproposal to the Justice Department's recommendation of January 2nd. Meantime, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating the source of threats that targeted members of the Georgia grand jury that indicted Trump. And Lisa Dwyer reports China's defense minister has been visiting Belarus.
Li Shengfu said China would increase military cooperation with Russia's neighbor, where Moscow is deploying tactical nuclear weapons. Neither side gave details of what the cooperation will entail, but the two countries have agreed to hold joint military exercises next year. Li visited Russia just before going to Belarus. Russian troops that were previously deployed in Belarus were part of Russia's invading force in Ukraine, and Russian troops and weapons still remain there. China claims to be neutral in the conflict in Ukraine, but accuses the United States and its allies of provoking Russia and maintains strong ties with Moscow. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. President Biden's hosting a Camp David summit Friday.
Prime Minister Begin and President Sadat genuinely want peace.
The rustic mountain retreat has seen Jimmy Carter's deal with Egypt and Israel, and decades earlier, a historic Cold War meeting.
President Eisenhower had Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev.
White House historian Sarah Fling says every president since FDR has traded the executive mansion's bustle for Camp David's informality. President Biden will host his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, hoping they can keep thawing a frosty relationship to cooperate more against China and North Korea. Asia expert Christopher Johnstone notes it's the president's first foreign leaders' meeting at Camp David.
What it conveys is intimacy and close personal relations.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thanks, Sagar. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.